This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Dr. Henry Cuellar, representing the 28th Congressional District of Texas, and is sitting on the House Appropriations Committee, and you'll see him from time to time with the gavel on the floor. It's so good to see you again.
Tony, it's a pleasure, and you know, you and I have a common friend, former Speaker of the House, Pete Laney. So again, Pete, if you're listening, hello to you, and Tony and I, certainly you're one of our mutual friends.
Let's talk about, I mentioned the Appropriations Committee. That's really one of the most important committees in Congress, because that's where the money comes from, and that's, some would say, where the money goes, there your heart goes as well. You find your priorities. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You're right. The funding that we provide defines the policies. You can have policies, but the money goes a long way. And I sit in the Appropriations Committee, Defense Appropriations, Homeland Appropriations, and Ag Appropriations. And my chairman in Ag is Sanford Bishop. The ranking member is Jeff Hornberry, Democrat, Republican, and we all work together very well when it comes to ag, because when it comes to ag, it's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. We got to look at what's best for the ag community, not only for the farmers and ranchers, but also for the folks that live in the rural communities, whether it's getting broadband to them or it's the rural development that we need to look at. So it's important that we look at this in a more comprehensive approach, and this is what I try to do on appropriations.
As we move forward with this, obviously you've hit some of the priorities there. The underserved communities is one of those areas that you've focused on as well.
Yes, and the work that we do, it's funding for our farmers, for our ranchers, rural development, small business development, also for the rural areas, nutrition programs, food banks, school lunches, as you know, for the schools, and telemedicine and broadband access. You know, Tony, one of the things that we learned from this pandemic was that we had deficiencies in broadband. A lot of people thought that it was only in the rural areas, but it's also in the urban areas. So we just got to do a lot better when it comes to broadband. And certainly what we've done is we've added literally across the nation billions of dollars itself there. So one is that money that we put there. The other policy that I want to talk about, because I live along the border, is a trade that we have with Mexico. The U.S. MCA is working. In fact, my hometown of Laredo, we're the largest port. We're number one in trucks. We handle right now 16 to 17,000 trailers a day. We're number one in trains, maybe 24 trains a day trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Ag products are a lot of them. And we're also number one in buses. You have Mexicans that come over and purchase at our stores, our restaurants, they share our hotels. They spend millions of dollars, and across the nation before the pandemic, over $19 billion. So trade tourism is very important to the state of Texas, as you know. And when it comes to trade, the rural areas, whether it's ag, the ag products that we produce, cattle, whatever it might be, it's important. So these are areas that are key to my area itself also.
So good to see you. I know we're out of time. Will you come back and see us soon?
Tony, I will. I will. And maybe one of these times we can do a joint interview with Pete Laney.
Today, it's Dr. Henry Cuellar, representing the 28th Congressional District of Texas, on the Agribusiness Report.